Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, then. The time has just gone on to 2 minutes over the hour. 2 minutes over the hour. And we are together throughout up to 7 o'clock. And those who are experiencing load shedding like me, they understand. And I should say without a doubt that we are pushing together anyway. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And then you can drop us a voice note also there. It is also Telegram. You can also do that via Telegram. It's the same number, basically. 0826572729. And you can talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. We are talking about strife. Eish. Kamodikerekengi. Batung mamudim. And Jabu, Philippians chapter 4 verse 2. It says, I implore Euodia. I implore Euodia, and also I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. When there is strife, people are not of the same mind. They contradict this, which is the word of the Father that says we should be of the same mind. When there is strife, we see the violation of this principle. The violation of this command. Let's take your calls and hear what you say. Hello there, hi.
Sanibonani, Brother Ray. Ninjani?
Siyaphila, kunjani kodwa?
Sikhona, bonke abafundiso nabo lapho. Hey, ukhinto esinisihloko esibuhlungu endlela ezimangalisi.
Eish, man.
Yazi, isifo lesi, Brother Ray. Isifo esisemabandleni.
Hey, Nkosi.
And then isifo lesi, amabandla awafuni ukuthi selapheke nesiyelapheka.
Siyelapheka,
Brother Ray, emabandleni. Kunje, angithi bayaphuma bayovengelize.
Yeah.
Baletha abantu.
Hey.
Uyazi bazokuphatha kahle amaviki amabili noma amathathu.
Hawu Nkosi yami.
Emva bakuphathe kahle uthando nawe uyazi ukuthi uma ukuthi ya ngempela ibandla. Uthando olunje. Hayi man, emveni kwalawo maviki baqala manje sebakubuka. Uyazi manje babuka ni Brother Rick. Ababuki ukuthi uphetheni ngoba sonkunkulunkulu usiphathe isini order ukuthi edify ibandla yithi. Manje bona babheka manje ukuthi unani.
Oh,
Brother Ray, lento le babheka ukuthi ngabe unayo imoto na.
Yo.
Uma unayo injani. Babheka ukuthi uhlala kuphi. Yazi bazofuna ukukuvakashela. Kanti bazobheka. And now uma bephuma la uhlala khona, uyayibona i-disappointment abanayo. Ngoba abayitholanga lento bebethi bazoyithola. Ukuthi i-education yakho indlu hlala kuyo ama big house.
Hey, Nkosi yami.
Isifo le big house.
Hey,
Nkosi yami. Imoto hamba ngayo.
Yeah.
Uma ungenazo lezo zinto khohlwa, angeke baphinde bakubuke. Bakujampa ngale. Ayikho into ezoyenza. Noma ngabe umsaba kangakanani kungu. Mekubona vele ukuthi umuntu onjani, awunazo lezi zinto.
Hey,
ubuhlungu. Siphila kabuhlungu kulamabandla. Yazi mele ngulo ngathandaza. Kodwa abaguquki. And manje mangithi kubabheka, ungathi unembeza wabufile. Uyazi ungayiboni into e-wrong. Umuntu wezizwe uyayibona into e-wrong. Ongenandaba noNkulunkulu. Abayiboni into e-wrong and into e-right bayayazi. And futhi mina mangibheka bayayazi lento abayenza ukuthi ibhongo. Usathani bakapturile manje. Wonke amabandla. Yina 16 years. Izolo ngingasesha ukuthi ngithandane. Ngahaje kukuthandaza ngoba makubuka nje Othikoda manje mase kufike envelope abakudluli.
Hey bani.
Ah. Eh fanele ngani bakudlula ngithi? Awukhala kubo room. Awunamoto. Awuna nalo education manje bafunani envelope nomuntu njalo kodwa ke bazoyifuna.
Hawu Nkosi yami.
Sifo esilangaphandle ngibathandazele ngazi ngayeka ngibuye ngiqalele ngibuye ngiyeke. Imvolo ngayijekile manje ngavele bengangicela ngoba ngibona ukuthi cha. Uthi ngithandazwe mina phela manje.
Yeah.
Lo muntu ngavele ngahijacka ngathandazwa. Yini indaba brother?
Eh, Nkosi yami.
Okay, siyabonga baba.
Ah, Inkosi ikubusise, siyabonga.
Hey. Okay, brother Ray.
Thank you ma'am. Thank you. Wow. Hey, the things that are happening kubhlungu. Kathe bakubheka vele nepass ne special bakushanga profile vele Sipho. Hawu Nkosi yami. Bayakuchekishisa ukuthi ufumbetheni mfuka baba. Before ibile bakufaka naku position kusho ukuthi kuyadontiswana lapho kukhona abo have nabo have not.
Hey, bakhena.
Hey, Nkosi yami. Hayi kube. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 and then also it's Telegram also WhatsApp there. You can do a voice note also. And then you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. Sikuzokuthi uthini ke ngalolu daba. This is so sad. We see it happening much of the time. It is quite sad, I should say. Right, Sipho, bengiphosele kuwe Philippians chapter 4, verse 2. When people are not of the same mind, we know there is a strife. Sipho.
It is true, we must embrace the mindset of Christ. Let it be, let the mind that is in Christ be in us. So yeah. If somebody tried to differ from the mind of Christ, then it means that somebody with carnality is operating under a flesh. And in our, it is important that as a church, we need to know scripture. So that whenever somebody, human teachings, we must rebuke that somebody. Because they are convinced that they are on the same mind that the mind that was in Christ. Human teaching. That will lead to strife. Like on umang neko, we say mind neyako, awusang funi, awusang zisi. So fabu moya, kwabanyabant. Minga ugubale, nyabantana bagangulugul. Let us know is gangulugul, silly food. So that when somebody comes in, if it's in the neko, this is not of Christ, but somebody mind, not God's teaching. And ubale something that is powerful for it. It is ungumele sibe ne discipleship class. La consiste au fond de sa route, les tines gangulgul. Rara, si fond de sa langa pande, socially. La consiste au abanguti, umasesuma, if something you don't feel it, don't just do it. And umuipialento yinke, mwusho, but it is not scriptural. Yinago, we need to check is gangulgul so that you can have the mind gangulgul. And Utu Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, the nwatium tetio, minus suki, zingangayo iminum su. Once you know the scripture, it is on umuntu ongenayo mind, yes, gangulgul.
Hey, hi, Nkosi yami. Hi, ke, kubi ngoba. Sibona ukwenzeka lokhu okungendlela. Okungafanelanga ukuthi kwenzeke ngakhona. And, you know, kubuhlungu, you know, that we see these kinds of things really coming across. Where people who started quite well, you know, they end up becoming bitter enemies. Yeah?
Hey,
fighting to the death. Yeah. Bitter enemies, like nobody's business. All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. That is 012-333-8699. You can talk to us also on 012-334-1322. Sikuzwe ukuthi uthini ngalolu daba. It looks like, if one can put it just openly there, it looks like some of the experiences are just not okay. Yeah, some of the experiences are just not okay. You know, and I know it's painful, but we must talk about this because it can help those you know, who are planning on bringing a strife to achieve some ends to them, you know, it should help, you know. Now, a strife is also a fight between brothers. Genesis chapter 13, verses 8. So Abraham said to Lot, "Please, let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren." I've realized that is strife, it's a target of the devil to attack brethren. No, it's to attack the brethren. Something we should be careful about. It's a weapon of division, a weapon of fights that brings enmity, disdain, and dislike amongst brethren. And we should be careful about that. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, I really agree. It is, you know, the devil's weapon of, you know, bringing us apart, making sure that we do not really work together, and also that we do not stick together as per the instruction to Odia and Sintik, you know, we have the same mind, which is the mind of Christ. So, but he will make sure that we come with our own minds that are different and see things differently, just like between Abraham, as you are quoting in Genesis, Abraham also and Lot. Like, he just deceived Lot to look at the place then, and his eyes were appealing to the place, like as if it's the most fertile and beautiful and, you know, wonderful place to go to. Only to find out that, you know, it's God who really owns everything. The place that was a desert, dry, you know, that maybe he didn't desire, ended up being the place where God did the miraculous thing, cross-path Abraham. So also, that is how he works within us. Like, he will deceive us. He will sell us all the beautiful things that we can think of, so that we can just hate each other, you know, like be divided from each other, you know, like don't work together. Indeed, it is one of the instruments of Satan to bring division within the household, just like the scripture quoted at first. He doesn't want to see us sticking together. So that's why we need to keep the peace amongst us, so that we cannot be controlled by this instrument of Satan. In Romans 14, verse 19, the Word of God says, "So then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another." So let us pursue for the things that will make for peace and to build one another. There is a caller who just called Umama saying that song is participate to build the body.
Yes.
It's all for one purpose, for the edification of the brethren. It's not for me now to be the superstar. It's not for me now to really be known as the general one. But it's for Christ to be glorified. It's for God to be given the glory. But when the devil has, you know, like sifted us, just like, you know, Christ told Peter, it's when now I will see myself as the only one that really is anointed and powerful, you know, like famous, and then having the great following. I will replace God. You know, like sometimes when I'm watching the TV, I'm shocked of the things of, you know, like the way that people are doing things. They've become God themselves. Even when people like are testifying in their midst, the glory is going to, I want to thank the Papa for praying for me, and then I was healed. God is not there, you know, the glory is going to the Papa now. The Papa has replaced God. There is the devil trying to really, you know, like divide us as the brethren, you know, bringing in strife to make sure that there is conflicts and divisions and all the contentions. But let us not, you know, let us not be unaware of the schemes of Satan. Let us resist him. The Word of God says he will flee away from him, because we are free from strife.
Please. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you make of this. These things really happen. You know, it is indeed something that we need to look into. You know, something that we need to look into. And if we don't look into that, it is a bit of a problem. Mr. Lenz? Let's see, Mr. Lenz. is calling himself Mr. Lenz. As I said, we can advertise, you know, we can advertise. So even if you would use your disability to want to foster things, we can't do that. It's on this show, we can't do that. You should talk to Radio Pulpit Sales, where they can talk with you about advertising, but you can't do it the way you do. 012-333-8699. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on this. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. 012-334-1322. And Siguzo Uguti Utini. Siguzo Uguti Utini. I'm talking to Jablani Dominic and also talking to Sipho Paulos Khatebe. And we are looking at this very aspect, the issue of strife. And what happens, you know, as strife goes on? But you can also tell us, Wena, how do you feel about this? You know, Jabu, you are still on the line. Angitike putwam. Jabu, usese kona? All right, somehow, because of the load shedding, hey, I'm losing these calls, and so I'll see what I can do. 012-333-8699. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Or send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. We're talking about strife. What is strife even all about? What happens when we see strife amongst ourselves?
Sorry, Stephen. I'm just, I get emotional and I'm trying to explain myself and, you know, stand up for myself and why do I do things I do. Sorry about that. Thank you for everything. I do see your point of view.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate this. I really appreciate. I think the right channels is to speak to the sales here at Radio Pulpit. Then you negotiate with them so that they can do this. I tell you, you won't be disappointed at all. You won't be disappointed at all. All right. Jabu, do we have you? All right. I'm trying to connect with Usipho. And let's see, Uguti, we can get hold of him. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. I think that line is clear. 012-333-8699. We will hear you directly as you talk to us there. Otherwise, the other one is 012-334-1322. And then there. We can talk just as much. Just as much we can talk. You know? All right, then. I'm trying to connect with Usipho, but it looks like I'm losing him somewhat, somehow. Andazi kokuba kwenzenjani.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit. And what I will do, I will just urge him to send voice notes. And then we will play those voice notes. I'll urge him to send voice notes and then we will play those voice notes because we can't get hold of him at all. And we'll keep the line open. You can talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699, and tell us how you feel about this. Now, Jabu, much of the times we also see fighting. Exodus chapter 2, verses 13 says, "And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to one who did the wrong, Why are you striking your companion? It's a fight amongst companions, people who share the same advices from the father, isn't it, Jabu?
Yes, indeed. That is where, like, the strife is in action. And then we end up fighting against each other, you know. And the scripture you're quoting in Exodus is speaking about the brothers who were fighting against each other. It's not like it was people, maybe this race fighting another race, but they were brothers, so to say. And then the reason is because of strife. It's because of, you know, like that jealousy I talked about at first, the envy, you know, that hatred, you know, just to hate your brother up to a point that you even fight against him. It's all because of strife. When the spirit of strife is in control, there will be hatred, there will be jealousies, there will be envy, there will be fights, there will be divisions, you know, there will be splits, there will be contentions. These are all, you know, like the things that are controlled or perpetrated by strife. That is why we need to really allow God to really help us at all times, that we are guided by His Holy Spirit. Because where the Spirit of God is, there is peace. So we won't be controlled by all quarrels and fight against each other. I will be able to appreciate my brothers as much as they appreciate me. I will be able to know that we belong to the same God and we are used of one God. So there is no need to hate or even to be jealous or to want to be like, you know, another brother and end up even fighting them. So, but when we are controlled by strife, we miss out on those instructions of the Lord and we end up fighting each other.
All right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to connect to Sipho ngendlela engajwayelekanga. Ngizomuthi ngithi fahla fahla. Where's Sipho? Uyangizwa? Awunyamalela. There's something wrong. Uyangizwa Sipho? Ayike. Kubi nduna. Angazi makube yena uyangizwa ngapha on the other side, but mina mangimfonela ngibuza ukuthi awusipho. Yeye akhala ifoni waphendula uSipho, kwaba mnandi, kwaba nje yaya. 012-333-8699, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on this matter. All right, let's see if ngisesenayo uSipho. Sipho, sawubona. Oh, okay. Sengikukonnecte manje ngezindlela ezitshekile ngoba angisakutholi kule ya main line, so kungcono ngokufake ngale.
Umagaiva wenza right.
Now, Sipho, you know, sometimes one of the things that happens, and I'm looking at Leviticus 24:10. It says, now the son of an Israelite woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Israel, and this Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought each other in the camp. Now, strife here is when you see people in the same camp fighting. We are in the same camp. Marasialwa. Eish, Sipho.
It is amazing, Mfundisi, ukuthi this fight kahle Mfundisi. Ubalezi says something powerful, ukuthi it is caused by the devil so that you can destroy the church. His intention is not to build the church, but is to make us be separated, sing about the same page, on the same mind, the mind of Christ. There must be a division, obviously, but like Nkulunkulu, bese liyahlukana, bese abantu bayalimazana. Ukuthi issue ka Genesis chapter, Genesis whereby abelusi bakabrambelwa, it caused by the enemy, so that ibandla lingabi in that unity. UJesu ethandaza kuJohn 17, uthandaza ukuthi baba, let them be on the same mind, the same spirit, let them have the same mind. So umoya lokuthi bemunye, the enemy ufund strife so that uzoba nama division ebandleni. And uyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasebenzi ngama division, ulenza ukuthi ibandla libe weak, whereas we need each other. Yingakho kumele sikuthandazele ukuthi uNkulunkulu wethu asilekele ukuthi let us be always be united. UNkulunkulu umoya ngcwele, uNkulunkulu ubaba, uNkulunkulu indodana, they are one in spirit. Yile nto Jesu beyithandazele. So let us not allow the enemy, the devil, to destroy us ukuthi sibe ngabantu abazoba set ama division among us, because baba divided even in families. it does not stand. So in other words, we need to be on the one spirit, one accord, one mind, one spirit, so that we can fight the enemy. Because no more we strive. They want their mind to operate in the church, whereas we need the Spirit of God to operate in the church.
Yo. It is said, that is the issue, that is the thing. And much of the times, kuyasokoleka ke. Ithinga ukubuza enye ngoba uselayinini engathi izoputshuka kungasikudala. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8, it says, do not strive with a man without a cause, if he has done you no harm. The basic issue here is that we should not strive. Since the Lord says you turn the other cheek, even if this one has done you harm, you should not strive with them, but rather forgive in advance. Isn't it so? Sipho!
Exactly from this. It shows Jesu wayenomoya wothula, wayengenako umoya wokulwa. Kumele uphushethe, athi mnikenelini, athi mshaya ngapha kosekunene mnikele. He always wants to be at peace with everyone. Yingakho njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we must always strive la sikhona ukuthi Nkosi asibe nokuthula. Athela uJesu zamelani ukuthula nabo bonke abantu, ngoba ongenako ukuthula angeyiboni iNkosi. Igcine siphile emhlabeni lakhona abantu bebitha, labantu khona beselfish, labantu always argue eyintweni eyincanyana. Nibange nje iverse nibange ukuthi umuntu utwista izwi so that akwazi ukubenefita. I sometimes hate umathi umuntu ngesipho ongekho that thing ithi why athi iBhayibheli ithe cela. Then the question is,
abusing the word.
Yeah, uma ngakhonte ngami izwi lithi ungafisi kwamakhelwane, how would you feel? Sometimes this tries to let abantu from this abane jealousy because they wanted something that is in you. So they, in order to use the best of Google, they twist the way best of Google. Uwabalu kunyumdele kuti, many cause from this is tried. Imani, thus they twist the way. Bashula bae, kwela bana man thousand, basugune, si kwela ban bal 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 beze nga. Anbale ni non, why? Because upe imani. Uma wana sombuzi, let the boy is scriptural, again, no. That one was the revelation from God. Then the question, can God reveal something that is anti-scriptural? But let us not be crooked. Let us not be rough in the house of the Lord. Because that Mubaba, the condition of the spirit of jealousy, that will lead to strength. And the Umasiba pure mama intentions is LA street. So Nigel has it cool. Njengoba izankulu lithena uma unikela akumelanga ifisa kumele unikele ukukhululeka kwakho ungaqindezelwa. So we strive to cause the whole thing about to stay so that they can benefit out of it.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Sikuzwe ukuthi uthini ngalolu daba. We are talking about strife that you find many times in congregations of those who say we are Christian, we are born again and all that. And you find quite a lot of contentions there, and quite a lot of fights. Have you had an experience of a sort with regards to that? How did you feel? And I've come to realize that there are those who backslide during that time of the infighting, the implodings, the schisms, the rifts, in such a way that they would never return, or it would take a lot of time for them to actually come back to fellowship with the Father, because they would think, what's wana man? Gafana man. Gafana lento le yenzeka ngendlela yenzeka ngakhona. Swafanana man. Awukho umehluko. Yeah, gafana ngoba ngendlela kungakhona. It's a bit of a problem when it comes to that. Right in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 14, the beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contentions before a quarrel starts. You are releasing a storm, a flood that can drown anyone. You know, and people should know that, Jabu.
Yes, indeed. You know, we need to really understand that as the children of God, we are ruled by the Spirit of God. And one of the fruits of the Spirit of God is self-control.
Mm.
You know, so if we understand that, even when there are disputes, you know, we will not allow strife to control, to control us, because that is what you just quoted in the book of Proverbs now. When we are not careful, you know, to really, like, let God handle the dispute instead of us handling the dispute. Because when we handle it ourselves, I've seen many disputes that really were handled not God's way. And then it ended in tears, you know, as they always say. So, but when we allow God to be the one that resolves the dispute, there is peace.
Yeah.
There is no one who will be hurt. You've also even touched a very important thing, that when, like, all these disputes and all these contentions are happening, like, innocent people suffer. Those who really had come to really sought for the Lord's help, they really become affected up to a point that, up to a point of no recover. You know, that it's very sad, you know, that, like, the people who honestly came to really sought for the Lord, but because of these contentions and the quarrels amongst us, the disputes and the divisions and the splits, they were affected, you know, of which there is the devil's plan. You know, as Sipho said at first, which he wants to really affect the work of God in our midst. So that's why we need to be wise enough not to allow Christ to control us. And there is also another thing.
Yeah, hold a bit for me, Jabu. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Pastor Legai. Big move from Kaoni. I'm not sure if I'm going to be broken.
Ke a utlwa mme wa ka o ska ba broken, tswela pele o etse mosebetsi wa Modimo mme wa ka.
Amen.
O ska tshaba ne ino ba strife against them. Maybe ke jealous wa bona. Ni Mzilu mama uthini?
Yes.
Hey, nkosi yami uthi phela bekahamba nalo mvangeli, manje lo mvangeli sekamjikele manje.
Yes.
Uthi kuye uzenza umvangeli wena. Uzenza umvangeli, and yena uzenzela i-door to door. Uyabona ukuthi i-soul winner le.
Amen.
I-soul winner. Mama, you are a soul winner.
Yeah.
You are a soul winner. Yeah. Yekela lezi zinto zala ma-title lawa. You are a soul winner. And continue to do the work. Eish, mar, iphlungu lento le. Jabu, bose uqedile ukukhuluma.
No, I was just, you know, adding one scripture in Proverbs 15, verse 18, which says, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but the slow to anger calms a dispute. That's another thing, you know. Even the word instructs us to really be careful of a hot-tempered man, or, you know, umuntu othi mina nginenhliziyo encane. Makaphele labo bantu labo. Because it's easy to really for them to stir a strife. Instead of a man who really can be able to calm down a dispute. So those are some of the things that really will open room or the door for strife. When we say, those are the doors where the devil will catch you through strife. Up to a point of no recovery. So let us be careful and allow God to set us free from this dangerous spirit.
Absolutely. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Much of the times these things come across, they happen. And we see quite a lot of happenings, you know, people fighting, you know, and it becomes so bad that people end up, you know, really challenged, you know, challenged so much. So we need to be careful about this, this issue of strife. It really, really, really is bad. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. It is 25 minutes to the hour 7. We are together, Sipho Paulos and Jabulani Dominic, doing the show. And here, it says in Proverbs chapter 20, Sipho, it says, it is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. So the aspect of strife, it's a spirit of foolishness that enters into people. So we become ignorant of the spirit of wisdom, isn't it?
When they are doing this, they think they are so smart and so clever. But unfortunately, the truth of the word it is, they are fool. In other words, we stupid in this law.
Stupid.
Finally, analyze the ways because umwabugabane uma discussion esiba nawo sometimes. That is why I hate to compete. No. Look, argue with my let's see what we know because lako abanda as coolishan.
Mm.
I know the scripture more than you do. Law commits with it. Babona and Baslakan, whereas if I think with it, Uma Sula Mozanga. You know, we need to avoid Atupa, Timoteo, Kulmo is in Pilisan, or whichever never Kuma, but Lassel of Ukon. So we need to understand with Maskuma is Jonga Sifu that I would put it and school party show is in our body. Almost like hours or so now. We are not competing. We are not arguing about scriptures. No, we are teaching each other.
In
other words, I'm learning each and every Sunday in this program. Why? Because I'm equal to element they would know. I must prove them. I must prove. But no, I'm not proving any point because long I'm not clever. Whereas I'm stupid. So I need to avoid being stupid. I must be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Mm, absolutely. We're taking your calls 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say about this. Or 012-334-1322. We are talking about the very aspect and the very issue of this one should put across a very issue of strife. You know, so much of it that is happening in the places much of the time. Lulu Tigana in the background. The name of the song is Savior. You can give us a shout, 012-333-8699. Send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Oh yes, Lulu Tigana there. Savior! Don't you remember the Spinners? Yeah? Don't you remember the Spinners with this tune? Even R. Kelly did something about it, eh? Yes, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. I know that when you dial this one, it is working. It is working. 012-333-8699. We're experiencing some load shedding here. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. And, of course, I was talking to Sipho Paulos Kanyeno Jabulani and handling matters here. Jabu, let me bring this to you also. You know, Proverbs also speaks something powerful. Proverbs E.T. Jabulani. That is chapter 25. Yeah, chapter 25. Yebo sipho, bamba njalo. Chapter 25, verses 8. Do not go hastily to court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor has put you to shame? And also when you have won, I always said this, how would you feel if you've defeated your own brother and he's lying down there? You have won things in the court and all those kinds of things. You feel like a hero, maybe. Huh? Yeah, we're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Yeah. Let me bring this to you also. You know.
Okay, we seem to be getting an echo there. Sawubona dumela. All right. Umuntu osilalela bese ushaya echo, eh, Nkosi yami. Give us. Uyayibona into engihambelana engihlangabezana nazo on air, Sipho.
Ngiyazazi mfundisi.
Yeah. Vele umuntu ayishaye ukuthi alalele, uyayibona. With Adamayamakol, yeah, yeah. 012-333-8699, that's the number to dial. 012-333-8699, let's hear what you say. Bayachaha ke abantu ke koto. Bayachaha abantu to put shame on the other. Ukuze kubonakale ukuthi yena ungcono. A strife, a carnality of a sort. Sipho.
iBhayibheli sifundisa ukuthi kumele sifunde to be wronged by people, because there will be time whereby abantu they want to take an advantage, and we need to protect our faith ngokuthi singabele sifuna ukuzilwela. Ingako sometimes we need to give God, because deal with this, mina ngibe umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Ibambe kancane mngani wami, ibambe kancane.
8699, that's the number to dial.
Okay, ayike Nkosi yami. Nazoke shay hit back. Chubeka baba.
Lokuthi emakhosi mfundisi, as you said, ngayi win case, mangi win it, and then the kingdom does not win. If I lose, the kingdom does not win. In other words, kumele sik avoid at all cost. Ingabe bathi umfoni abona biza umunye oseduzane nikhulule. Sizivumile bangezwe, so that we circle not in court but genuine brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
With this, to avoid of being fool. More fool than Titus 3, verse 9, Uchim. But avoid foolish and ill formed and stupid conversation and genealogies, and dissension and quarrel about the law. They are unprofitable and useless. There are things that are unprofitable from this and that are useless. Some of them are those strife and quarrel that sometimes they do within churches, within our families, within people, seven sometimes, don't always be so similar. These are man who cheating up. Just let it go and let God, and you'll see the mighty hand of God that will fight for you.
We need to be very careful. You can send us your WhatsApp. It's always 2657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. 012-333-8699. Talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you. Very much keen to hear from you. Uguti wena utinige ngaloludaba. We see these things really happening. And we see quite a lot of strifes that is taking place at times. Okay. And of course, Jabu, after this, I'm asking you a question.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
There you go, 657 AM Radio Pulpit. And if you look also into Philippians chapter 2, verses 3, it says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let nothing be done out of selfish ambition. Strife is visible when people do those kinds of things. Jabu. Awu akasekho. Sipho uthini ke wena?
It is scriptural and so true ukuthi once siba nalomqondo ukuthi senze abanye ngathi bakhulu kunathi, we'll avoid many quarrels that are unnecessary. Lokuthi ngifundise ngikhalela ukuthi bangibize ngo Archbishop omunye bangibize ngo Bishop. It doesn't avoid it. Ukuthi bangibone ukuthi njengo David ubulale 10,000 nabulala 1. It's not me, it's God at work in me. We can avoid this quarrel. This very unnecessary foolishness. No, today God was in field jokes by a Shumayel and me. I'll find them foolish. They back to a man in Langomo. So, but no, my talent is no. I'm here not to compete. You put them into order. We have a gym. No, it's not about me. It's about the Christ whom you serve.
Kufanele siyicapheleke leyo because the strife really can bring quite a lot of problems empilweni zethu. We need to be careful about that. And of course, we are coming to wrap up the show. We are coming to wrap up the show. I will connect with Jablana. I will use my other device just to connect with him since our lines here seem to be down except for the Telkom one. And you can still give us a shout and talk to us. Let's hear what you're saying. Hello there, hi.
Hello.
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 Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Okay. Yeah, no. Kwenzakala itori laphayana. Jabu, welcome back. Uyangizwa kahle?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Yeah, no, you're on another device. No, Sipho, now uyangizwa kahle on another device. Uyangizwa, Sipho?
Nguzwa kahle impela mfundisi.
No, Jabu, uyamuzwa?
Ngimuzwa impela makade I hear you clearly. Uba manje ngimuzwa, but kathi izumbuza I hear you clearly.
Danke, 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 danke. Let's take this call. Hello there, hi.
Baruti ba ka di network a di bere ke ka le dumela sa le tsona tse so crash pe ke tsaidi ke
danki ku kuman
ya ke rata mangolo a la buteng man le thito ke thito 3
e ya kuku
ya bo pele ya motho a sukulugile ka spedi ke ye hete ke ya ntire bo pele ya motho a sukulugile
ya ya ya
ya lona province e re o sukwa hlaganela go ya o pega nwa nene o tla go tisa dihlongo
ya ka nete
eh a ke thaidi tse ba ruti ba ka nete network ga e ga botsenyana
ya re a lebo ha kukwa ka man re a go rata
man modimo a le solo fatshe le fela ntsha di verse ka mokgona ke rata go bala
eh ka nnete kokorotlo di ebyalo
ah God bless ba ruti ba ka
thank you koko God bless you too
thank you bye
bye bye Yes, of course. You can still give us a shout. Talk to us. Let's hear what you say. It is 012-333-8699. We can still take one more call or even a WhatsApp or even a voice note. Now, as we conclude, let me bring this to you. Jabu. Let me bring this to you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Strife is emotion, every spectator. We are limala because of his strife. We should be careful. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, when we are controlled by strife, even the way we speak, it's not valuable.
Yeah.
Like people are not edified. They are not comforted, they
yeah.
are not restored and strengthened, but instead they are destroyed. People
yeah.
are hurt.
Yeah.
So that is why people who are ruled by strife, every time when they speak, they will hurt people.
Mm.
Because it's not the spirit of Christ that is dwelling within them, but it's this wrong spirit.
Mm.
So that's why we need to really make sure that we are free, you know, from this spirit. Also, just to add, you know, as we are closing, in Habakkuk 1, verse 3 to 4, I won't read everything, but...
Yeah.
I saw some of the things that also will be there when they strive. Like, one is iniquity.
Mm.
Two, it's wickedness.
Yeah.
Destruction and violence. And the perversion of the justice of God. You know, that's according to Habakkuk. So,
mm.
that is where strife is. You will see those manifestations. So, that's why this is the kind of a spirit that we need God to deliver us from and set us free from, so that we cannot see these manifestations in our midst. But in, in most cases, when we tolerate strife, all these things, we'll see iniquity, we'll see wickedness, violence, and all destruction because of, you know, like, it's the spirit that is not of God that is in our midst. So may God set us free so that we can be controlled by His Holy Spirit and see peace in our midst and also being able to work together as the brethren.
A contentious spirit is described also, Sipo, go Proverbs, I mean Psalms chapter 140 verses 2, and it says, those who plan evil things in their hearts, a spirit of contention that continuously have people planning evil things in their heart, gathering for war, you know, to break people down. Mlungisi, thank you so much. Mlungisi speaks about James, chapter 1, verses 4, I think. Chapter 4, verses 1 to 4, he speaks about that. But also James, chapter 3, verse 14, also speaks about that. I'm just adding to what Mlungisi has sent now. Proverbs 15:18, I think Ujablan, one of you read it. A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention. What do you say finally, Sipo?
Mfundisi, I want you to fund a little verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2, as Mfundile, but fund verse 22, because I've seen it all these years, Selenza, like telling Waku Mfundisi. Sometimes when we listen to other callers, they twist the word, but the manner in which you correct them, it shows this verse in the Funa. Like 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23, literally, but have nothing to do with foolish and ignorant speculation, useless dispute over undefined, stupid conversation.
Please.
Since you know that we produce strife and give birth to quarrels. Verse 24, what you get from this? The servant of the Lord must not participate in quarrel.
Yeah.
But must be gentle. Kind to everyone. That's what I've seen on this, in all these years when working with you. Even
Sometimes the good man was wrong for this. It can create a strife to us. Sometimes the men in which we speak and they quarrel. I suffer and told for this.
Yeah.
Therefore, the woman they show me, I am a journalist. They say, told me, it shows that God has already been blessed you with such a temple that you can easily be skilled in teaching and being patient and being tolerant when sometimes being wrong. And may God richly bless you in that aspect. And you must correct those who are in opposition with courtesy and gentleness, you know, that God may grant them that they will repent and be led to the knowledge of the truth. And we thank God now in such a manner.
Thank you so much. We give him the glory, the majesty, and the honor. It is him who enables us to do these things. And namanje nje uqeda ukungibiza MacGyver. I am very kind. Tolerant. Ungibiza MacGyver, Korea. Well, thank you to both of you. Next week, we are talking about the purposes of the power of God. Because many people think the power of God is to make them famous through the miracles that the Lord is performing, and then they tend to own this and make it their own domain. But let's look into the word of the Father and see what are the purposes of the power of God. If God is performing his signs, wonders, his miracles, his revelations, his wisdom, his healings on the lives of people, what does it mean? What are the purposes of that? Is it that manje sebayabhadela ukuthi bazokubona? Babhadela ama 5000, 21000. So bathengisa necathulo zakho. Hey Nkosi yami. Nkosi yami, siza baba. Yeah. So manje sekuyindaba yakho manje ukuthi wena uspecialize ngama miracles. Yes, the theology enye iyamosha. But we will look into this next week. I want to say thank you so much to Jablan Dominic. Danki, mebrur.
Thanks very much, my friend. May God bless you and also the family out there, and also my brother, Sipo in Standerton. God bless you also in the family out there, and all the wonderful listeners. May God bless everyone.
Amen. God bless you too, sir. Sipo Paulos, Khatebe.
Thank you very much for this. Thank you very much for this. Keep it up. The good way of a chain prayer for this. Thank you. I know I'm part of those who batanda the line. All the listeners at home, Gogos, we love you and we hear your voice. Thank you. Blah, 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 Makaya. Funisurei.
God bless you, sirs.
Thank you very much. May God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. And to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Yehusha HaMashiach, we bless his holy name. There is no one like him in our lives. Thank you for having spent time that we be together and that we participate together, and that we also speak about this very aspect. And I hope that together with us you have learned in the Lord, and you've looked into the word and searched Uguti. Whatever it is that we say is based on the word. God bless you. We give him the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like him. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. Yehusha HaMashiach. Shalom.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.